I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. One of my interesting resources for new books might come as a surprise to some. This occurs when I read a novel with characters who give high praise to a novel they admire. Kokoro by Natsumi Soseki is one of those novels. The book is divided into three parts. Part one is Sensei and I, which tells the story of a young, unnamed college student. One day at the beach, he sees a man who dives into the ocean and swims out of sight. He continues watching until the swimmer returns. The young man sees him twice more, but he never strikes up a conversation. Finally, he introduces himself, but the man who he has named Sensei seems uninterested. Sensei is a Japanese word meaning teacher. He asks Sensei, "Would it be all right if I visited you at your home now and then?" Sensei agrees. Soseki writes, "Often during my association with Sensei, I was disappointed in this way. Sometimes Sensei seemed to know that I had been hurt, and sometimes he seemed not to know. But no matter how often I experienced such trifling disappointments, I never felt any desire to part from Sensei. Indeed, each time I suffered a rebuff, I wished more than ever to push our friendship further." To Westerners, this behavior might seem odd at the least, but apparently not to the Japanese. As time passes, the two men develop a moderately close relationship. Sensei also holds back some information when the young man questions him. More about this in Part 2 and 3. Part 2 is My Parents and I. The young man has managed to complete his degree. His father has developed an unspecified illness, and the young man returns home for an extended period. The father pushes his son to determine the course of his life. Soseki writes, "I must go if I am to find the kind of job that you had in mind for me. I made it seem as though I wished to go to Tokyo merely to realize my father's hopes for me. Of course, I want my allowance only until I find a job. Secretly, I felt that there was little chance of my finding a decent position. But my father, who was somewhat removed from the realities of the world outside, firmly believed otherwise. 'All right,' he said. 'Since it will only be for a short time, I'll see to it that you get your allowance. But only for a short time, mind. You must become independent as soon as you find employment.'" Before the son leaves for Tokyo, he receives a manuscript from Sensei. He begins to read, but it is long and complicated. He saves the reading for a later date. Part 3 is Sensei and his testament. The testament is the manuscript letter Sensei sent to the young man. In it, Sensei answers the questions the young man had asked during their friendship. Shortly after, Sensei dies. Kokoro by Natsumi Soseki is a fascinating story of friendship, teaching, learning by the great Japanese writer. It is a serious philosophical exploration of life and death. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.